Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lone Star episode 12.
Woohoo! Woo. Even number.
And tonight we have the artists of Reba, Martina McBride, Brad Paisley, Tim McGraw.
Why do I always forget one of them? The question mark.
I always forget one of them. Oh my god. In other news, I bought Silly Bands. I broke down. Oh,
yeah, you're hip. Those rubber bands that are shaped like
things? And I always thought they were kind of stupid. But then there was this one that had a jellyfish in it, and I was like, I have to.
Oh.
Now you're hip.
I know, I'm so cool now. Mm-hmm. Also, Sing It has started. I feel slightly threatened.
Yay.
Yes. And you know, I feel intimidated by Sing It. We'll see if I'll audition.
I feel threatened. I'm like, hey, we is doing this country singing competition, and they is doing like a normal competition.
Everything.
So I feel threatened.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay, now that I've rambled about nothing for like 20 minutes. Let's listen to the first person.
Yay.
Woo. Done. Up first, we have Russ.
I work down at the pizza pit, and I drive an old Hyundai. I still live with my mom and dad. I'm 5'3" and overweight. I'm a sci-fi fanatic, a mild asthmatic. I've never been to second base. But there's a whole nother me that you need to see. Go check out my space. 'Cause online, I'm out in Hollywood. I'm 6'5" and I look damn good. I drive a Maserati, I'm a black belt in karate, and I love a good glass of wine. It turns girls on that I'm a serious. I tell them I don't want nothing serious, 'cause even on a slow day I can have a three-way chat with two women at one time. I'm so much cooler online. So much cooler online. Get home, I kiss my mom, and she fixes me a snack. And I head down to my basement bedroom and fire up my Mac. Real life, the only time I've ever been to L.A. is when I got the chance with the marching band to play tuba in the Rose Parade. Online, I live in Malibu. I pose for Calvin Klein. I've been in GQ and single and I'm rich. And I've got a set of six-pack hats that would blow your mind. It turns girls on that I'm a serious. I tell them I don't want nothing serious, 'cause even on a slow day I can have a three-way chat with two women at one time. I'm so much cooler online. Yeah, I'm cooler online. When you got my kind of stats, it's hard to get a date, let alone a real girlfriend. But I grow another foot and I lose a bunch of weight every time I log in. Oh, nine, I'm out in Hollywood. I'm 6'5" and I look damn good. Even on a slow day, I can have a three-way chat with two women at one time. I'm so much cooler online. Yeah, I'm cooler online. Hey, I'm so much cooler online. Yeah, I'm cooler online. cooler online. Yeah, they don't see you online. Hey, I'm cooler online.
So, Russ is cooler online.
Apparently. Apparently he's been lying to us this entire time.
Really, he's just super cool. But only online.
Yeah.
No.
Story of my life, Russ.
Yeah, this song is like the story of everybody's lives who are listening to this show.
Pretty much.
Just sad.
I know it's my life now.
That's depressing.
I'm cooler online. Okay. Well, I'm so like off topic tonight. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
is really hilarious.
It was sung well for me and I felt like the energy was really good. I love when you said
like the energy was great.
When I was like, "Damn, I look good." That was so funny.
Yeah. I know.
I loved when he said, "I look damn good at the end." That was so funny.
Yes, that was the best.
Russ, that you should listen to country music more often because, like, I don't know.
You're awesome at it.
You're, like, adapting really well. Like, yeah. The first couple of weeks, you were kind of struggling, but now you're, like, finding songs that you can do well and you're adapting to them, like, awesomely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that this was really well done, and I think that, like, country music fits your voice, like, really, really well. Like, it's not something I expected at first, to be honest, but I, like, really like country on your voice, like, a lot.
Yeah, me too.
So. Super, super good. Russ. I'm just, like, literally all your energy has just gotten better. Like, from other shows, too.
Yeah.
Like, not just this one. In general. You're awesome.
You always sound like you're having fun with your songs, even though you've just learned them.
I picture the, like, I don't know, dancing, and then typing while you're dancing since you're cooler online or something, I don't know.
Yeah. Dancing in his seat, in front of his computer.
Exactly. His avatar is dancing.
Yes. His avatar.
It's like that.
Esther's dances.
That dancing guy on Skype. You know,
that's Russ. Oh, yeah, that's Russ.
That, like, stomping dance.
That is Russ.
The stomping dance.
Yeah.
Ooh. So it was awesome, Russ.
Yeah, I'm done.
We're rambling because it was awesome.
I know.
Yeah. You screwed with our minds.
Stop messing with our minds.
Russ.
All right.
Okay.
Done. Up next, we have Maddie.
Now that he's gone, baby, gone, you got nothing to lose. Count the minutes if you want to. It won't be long, baby, long, baby, long, till you find somebody new. Come on now, everyone falls down, everyone crawls now and then. Then they get up again. Share a bottle of wine. We can laugh about the good times. And you'll know why, baby, why, baby, why. You're gonna find somebody new. Come on now, everybody. wrong with moving on when you know he's good and gone. Come on now, everyone falls down, everyone crawls now and then. Then they get up again. You cry if you want to, that's what we all do. Yeah. Come on.
It's Maddie.
Snap.
Maddie, every week, I love your voice even more. Especially when you don't try to do a voice. I feel like
exactly.
You didn't try to do a voice.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds a lot better without a voice. Well, a put-on
voice.
Yeah.
At all.
What did you guys think of this?
I liked her singing. I liked her, like, run near the end. Yeah,
me too.
That's
her
great.
Run at the end was very good.
And maybe a little flat, like, emotion-wise. But
yeah,
maybe
I had that too.
The song. It just the song kind of felt like...
I think the song has, like, a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like this, like, I've heard higher energy songs from Maddie. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, I don't know, I felt like this just didn't bring that normal, like, Maddie oomph.
The Maddiness.
Yeah, like, it just... I mean, like, vocally it did. Vocally it was wonderful. It was beautiful, and she sang it very nicely. But it just, energy-wise, I found myself, like, not zoning out a couple of times, but just being like, I wish she had more energy.
Yeah. I thought some of the belty parts were, like, you kind of went off pitch a little bit and then, like, got back on pitch at the end of the note. There were, like, a couple of parts that sounded a little off. But, yeah, it was good.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't see why this would get you kicked off, but it definitely was not, like, my favorite of
Not, like, amazing, but still good. Mm-hmm. Like, pleasant.
Yeah. Very pleasant, but not, like, oh my god, that was so good. Like, it definitely was not my favorite Maddie cover that we've heard.
Yeah.
But still, good job. Oh, that fly is back. Okay.
Yep.
All right. I'm done.
Me too.
Done.